Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Yeah.
Everybody, how y'all feeling this evening? How you feeling this evening?
We are good up in here. All the way live from Chesapeake, Virginia, it is Dee Dee.
Good evening, good evening. How is everyone?
All right, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
That is good. We are great up in here this evening. Toya will be joining us shortly, but I believe we got a special guest that's out there with us. Area code 646-4803. Introduce yourself. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
What's up, world? This is Raphael calling from the NYC.
What's up, Raphael?
Well, we got Raphael from NY hanging out. He always sending folks, bringing folks, but he very rarely hangs out with us. He gonna hang out for a minute. He got that new Dirty Money. Hot off the press. Hey, we appreciate you for helping us to blaze new music, my brother.
No doubt. It's all love. It's all good. Thank you for the support.
Hey, no doubt. When is the video for Loving You No More going to hit? Because that's done, right? Is that shot?
Yeah.
It's actually number 4 on the countdown. It's aired like 2 weeks ago. Late.
Okay, so I'm like slow. I remember you was talking about the video. So Dee Dee or CeeLo, any one of y'all seen the video? I gotta check.
Yeah, I seen the video and I got a question. Look, right, I wanna know why they don't show. I don't know the other girl. What's the other girl's name?
Kalina.
Not Dawn, the other one.
Kalina.
Okay. Can anybody answer why they don't show her face much? Even on her singing parts, they show Dawn's face?
Actually, I mean, I can't get into the technicality of things, but they do show her. You know, it's wow.
I was just asking. This is real talk, right?
Huh?
Now, I said this is real talk, right? It's real talk radio.
It's real, but I represent the group, and I mean.
I was asking. Yeah, okay, I get it.
You know,
all
so
right.
I can't. You know, there's no specific reason, but honestly, it's Dawn singing through the whole thing. And on the hard part, she does sing that, and then they went back in the shoot and added some other stuff where
she actually
a little bit, but more so is Dawn singing the record. And then Kalina does have a part on it, but Dawn and Kalina wrote the record.
Oh, okay. No, the reason
more
I'm asking is because, like from the side, I guess she looks like Estelle. She looks like Estelle to me.
They cut from, like, the same cloth type of thing.
Right. Like, that's what I'm
saying,
like, when they showed, because they showed, I know they showed a lot of side shots, so I was like, she looked like Estelle to me a lot. So, you know, so I wonder if she ever got, like, confused with Estelle, maybe.
Folks, not a lot of people know Kalina as Kalina. You know, they know Dawn from the group as because of her past stuff in the television show. For Kalina, this is, like, her first time on the forefront, per se. But yet we've danced and partied to all her, so tons of her records. Her discography, okay, when it comes to songwriting is incredible, from like the Madonna, the Prince, to the Beyonce, to like, it's, her pen game is retarded.
Okay.
Well, I should have not said retarded. Sorry the word. But, you know, her pen game is crazy. Let's just say that.
Right, okay, all
right. Right. Let's pause for 1 minute. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, we have our special guest, Rafael Blanco, a publicist to the stars. He got that new Dirty Money for us tonight. What's the name of the track again, Ray?
I'm Coming Home now. I'm Coming Home.
I'm Coming Home is the name of the new joint. Yo, we rock Loving You No More. We was the first to rock it, and the video is on right now. So CeeLo was asking, why do you see one of the girls versus the other? So if you're just tuning into the show, the topic tonight is, what's your most or least favorite body part? It's Hump Day Wednesday, November 10th, 2010. And the question tonight is, what body part excites you? What's your most or least favorite body part, yours or someone else's? Moreover, you know, what turns you on or off about the appearance of a man or a woman? Jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Area code 773. Last four digits, 7421. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
What's going on? This is Lex from the Chi-Town.
What's cracking, Lex?
Oh, it was good. It was good. It was
fine. Or least favorite body part?
Least favorite body part? Ooh.
Most or least or both?
Definitely with the least, it would probably have to be feet. Yeah. We don't really too much care for other people's feet.
I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
And probably the most, I would probably have to say on a female, definitely the ass, and on a male, the chest.
Okay.
That's me. Just being real, you know.
Stand by for us, Lex. We'll be right back with you, folks. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. All the way from Newark, Delaware. A little bit late, but always here. Give it up for Toya, everybody.
Hey, Toy.
Hey, don't try to call me out now, TM. Hold on.
wait
a minute.
I would be in trouble if I didn't, only because I called, you know, Dee Dee out the
other
day.
Wait a minute. Don't draw attention to my tardiness now. Hey, now, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey, Toy, how you doing?
Oh, my God.
Don't start,
folks, we got the new Dirty Money, I'm Coming Home, up in a few moments. We got Rafael live out of NYC tonight. Tonight's topic, what's your most or least favorite body part? What excites you about the body? It's Hump Day Wednesday, November 10th, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is a new one from Knapsack Children. It's called Get It Fast. This joint is kind of hot. Tell me what you like about it. TM Hammer Radio Live.
Okay.
to get ya. You were showing fake love until that single hit ya. Now we on your speed dial, concerned we're out in Denver. Get up off this roof and get your life together. What you know about us? So do we were next up. You was like hot, and now you're playing catch up.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live, Knapsack Children, Get It Fast is the name of that joint. Ray, what you think about that? Catchy? Kind of catchy?
It's cool.
It was cool? You said no comment? You pass to the next. Angels.
I was bopping. I mean, it was a little loud on the phone, so I lowered it up, but it was cool.
Okay.
It wasn't some other thing that you got the other day in the mail.
Wow.
What y'all think about that? Knapsack Children, Get It Fast.
I liked it. This CeeLo, I liked it. Yeah. But you know what? I mean, I'm kind of biased, though. So it's like, yeah. But I liked it.
I thought it was catchy. If you have new music, we will play it. Again, I'll play anything at least one time. If it's catchy, we'll keep playing it. Hit us up, TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. We got my man Ray Fiel Blanco stopping past tonight with that new Dirty Money. Hey, Ray, Dirty Money has a real, like thick schedule coming up. Tell us where we can check Dirty Money out coming up. I know Jimmy Fallon, has that passed already?
Nah, everything is happening from really first week in December. One of the things I cannot mention yet, because that television show has to make the announcement before we can talk about it. But that's big. But we have The View, we have Regis and Kelly, we have Letterman, we have Leno, we have Kimmel, and we have like a whole 106 and Park takeover along with Fuse TV, along with MTV. So it's about to really be all about the Dirty Money. As the album Last Train of Paris is finally arriving, the train is coming on the 14th of December.
That's what's good.
So we are extremely excited.
That's what's good.
I mean, we
about
have like
to be a
3 other records.
Takeover, folks.
Yeah, there's like 3 other records that are going to be dropping within the next, literally, dropping a record every week with videos. So Coming Home just dropped today. We have Ass on the Floor. We have, we have so many records. Like, it's just really, 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 really crazy. But it's good stuff. It's stuff that we hope that people, you know, feel is different. It's not just typical stuff on the radio. And, you know, and at the end of the day, I mean, it's just all about trying to just have fun with things. So the group is really busy, and it's been a minute for them trying to pull it together. But train has finally left the port, man, and it's coming.
That's awesome.
Hey, that's what's good. Dawn is also all over the place as a solo artist and as a power woman in business right now.
Nelly's new album, she's featured on the song KISS, and that's really, really, really dope. Dawn's album is coming next year. We'll see what's going on with Dirty Money, but she is recording. And she has already some amazing collabos that, you know, are going to be dope. dope. So we're like really excited about that. And Kalina's gonna also drop a record. So, it's about Dirty Money now, but the girls, you know, or the ladies, they are, you know, they're going to kick some tail. Kalina's from Atlanta, well, from Philly, but lives in Atlanta, so she has that crunk, dirty South thing going on, and she's like a party type of girl. So she gets ugly with it, so she gives you that stank face. So a lot of her music is like with that stank thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to be serious. So, you know, just a little something to look forward to.
I'm looking forward to it.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm going to rock that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but back to the body parts and stuff. Let's keep it going.
Body parts. What's your most or least favorite body part, Mr. Blanco?
Wow. I think in a female, like, nails, like, if they're not done, I think that, I mean, because it's one of the first things that you see, and you know, and it's like if your nails are not done or they look just, like, all jacked up, like, you need to go see Myra from The Martin Show, there's a problem. So to me, that's like, because that's the first thing I'm seeing, so it's like a first impression type of thing. Hair, you know, I can kind of dig it a little bit. Because, you know, that's why there's the wigs and whatever. But even if your hair is messed up, it's just like, oh, God, like, where did you think you were going? But you know, it's like always throw a little cap on and, you know, dress it up or whatever. But, you know, I mean, normally, again, just because it's the first thing that you kind of sort of see in a person or in a female. In a dude, I would have to say toes. I know I don't like my toes. So I would have to say, like, dirty, jacked-up toes. And I just don't like them because my two big toes, it's like something that my father has the same toe. His father has the same toe, and my uncle's. And I hate it. Oh, my God, I hate it. Out of my brothers and my sister, I'm the only one that came out with those ugly two big toes. So to me, in the beach, I try to wear, like, like socks or something. Or I'm over it. But I used to put like a Band-Aid on my big toe here.
And it cover it up?
Yeah, because I hate the thing. But, you know, I mean, it's like, hey, I'm too grown now. You like me as I am, you know. It is what it is. I'm not here to impress you. So, you know, whatever. But, yeah, growing up, that was a big deal.
It's 10:22 in New York City with Rafael Blanco, publicist to the stars. He got the new music coming home from Dirty Money for us tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Tonight's topic, this hump day, is what is your most or least favorite body part, yours or someone else's? What's your most or least favorite body part?
Wow.
Okay? Think about it. Tell us on the other side of this joint right here. This is the jump off right here. It grew on me, and right now I rock it every time I get. Ray brought it to us, and we appreciate it. We got the new joint, but let's give it up for Dirty Money, Loving You No More, right here on TM Hammer Radio Live.
So hard to breathe, it's there that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't gonna make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
Loving you no more.
I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
I just can't be loving you no more.
Only cause I drove and I'd have had a lot to drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time it's just suspicious I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Hot Joint, Loving You No More by Dirty Money featuring Drake. Remember, you heard it here first. It is 1027 here on the East Coast. It is 727 out on the West Coast. Again, TM Hyman Radio Live. We are joined this evening by Raphael Blanco. Hi, Raphael. Thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, Raphael, most people know Dawn from the show Making the Band with Diddy. I know she was my personal favorite on the show. Loved her. She always kept it real, down to earth, very classy compared to the other ladies. Does she still have any dealings with the other ladies, or has she pretty much cut herself off from that group since she has the new group that she's formed?
I don't want to speak for her per se, but I mean, she, you know, they do they hang? No. Do they speak on a day to day? No. Has she moved on? Yes. You know, she wishes the other ladies the best of luck in whatever they do, but she has totally moved on. Is she mad at them? No. If they run into each other, speak, you know, it's genuine, it's not a problem, you know, so there's no animosity per se from her, but it's not something that she's putting energy into just because, you know, she has other stuff that she has to worry about and, you know, she's not. What she normally says is like that was a chapter of her life and she's moved on to the next page.
All right. Well, that was a good chapter to get started with, I'll tell you that.
You can say that.
Right.
Totally not. She moved on and stuff. But I mean, you know, I'm sure there's going to be that time that, you know, they will have to run into each other some kind of way or another. So.
Right. But the other girls, they really haven't done much, have they?
Rosie Woods tried to do something, with Wayne or some something like that, independently, like through a distribution thing. That didn't really jump off. Then, you know, she was doing her girl group with her sisters. I don't know really. I know it hasn't gotten up here yet. I know that it was buzzing for a little bit, but I know that in the Atlanta area was making a little bit of noise a while back. But that hasn't gone anything. I know Aubrey is doing, you know, she's getting ready to do Broadway and has a reality show coming. I know Shannon was trying to do country. Don't know how, you know, what's going on with that. And Andrea, don't really know what's going on with her. But, you know, other than that, I mean, everybody has kind of shut it down a little bit. But you never know what people are brewing, you know. Just because you don't see them or hear them doesn't mean that they're just chilling. But you never know what they may come out with. But for us, it's like they're not doing anything just because we're not seeing anything.
Right. Well,
book is 10:30 in New York City right now. 917-889-3926 is the number. Raphael Blanco hanging out, dropping by with the new Dirty Money joint we about to drop on him. We got CeeLo live out of Charlotte, Toya live out of Newark, Delaware tonight, and DeeDee live out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Go ahead, CeeLo.
Oh, no, I was going to ask Raphael, since you do represent a nice, you know, a nice selection of artists, do you in the near future plan to do like a showcase for the like your clientele?
As of now, no. And the reason I say that is because, you know, obviously they showcase themselves on their own type of situation. But then normally it's like when one genre is doing something, the other one is, like, for example, like Miguel is, you know, if it's fashion week, if it's fashion whatever, he's busy. But once
right.
that stops, then it's like the next group. Right now, obviously, we're still running around with John Brown. He's on the BET tour. So he's popping on his situation. Dawn is popping on her situation. But then everybody else is all over the place. So it's never a situation where, where I'm actually able to have everyone in town at the same time to do type of like a showcase like that, or that their projects will be basically dropping around the same time. Because
right.
obviously, if we were to do that, it's in hopes that people can say, okay, next month this is dropping, the following week this is dropping, kind of sort of so that people don't really forget, if that
right.
makes any sense.
Right.
You know, so for us, no, but I mean, of course, you know, we're always doing something. I mean, I don't know if T has mentioned, because I know Miguel has been on the show a couple of times, but he's actually the leading guy in Christette Michelle's new video, I'm a Star. So, you know, that actually, it's online, it's on, it premiered exclusively on Essence on Friday, Essence.com, but it's on a couple of websites now, but it premieres officially on BET on the 29th, and it's a different version, like a longer, more, you know, more dramatic version or whatever, but, you know, a friend to the show, Miguel, is like, that's his thing now, he's actually shooting Pele Pele, and we just, you know, about to lock in Ralph Lauren, so... You know,
well,
so he's
we
busy, you know, actually,
soon,
now
man.
We're locking all that stuff in for the new year.
Yeah, we got to get him back on soon. Ray, I appreciate your time, man. I know your time is valuable. I appreciate you for pausing for the cause to stop pass and bring us this new music. Go ahead and tee up this new joint that you brought exclusively for us here at TM Holland Radio Live.
Okay, so it's about that time. We're about to drop the new, one of the new records of Dirty Money. It's called Coming Home, produced by Jay-Z, yeah, Jigga. Produced by Jigga and Alex the Kid from the album Last Train to Paris in stores December 14th. Here we go, Coming Home, featuring Skylar Gray. She's an amazing vocalist. But Coming Home, Dirty Money, featuring Skylar Gray. Let's go.
Big up to all.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I'm coming home.
I never felt so
yeah.
strong, and
I'm back,
I'm
babe.
Feeling like there's nothing that I can't try.
Nothing.
And if you with me, put
yeah.
your hands high.
Yeah, I've lost my life before.
Hey.
This one's
and
for
you. Me, put your hands
and you,
high.
You bring
and
to
you,
rock with
and
that
you.
I'll be on
you. I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on.
Come on.
Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you, get the map, I'm gone.
Go.
What am I supposed to do in a club like, come on, it's easy to be pump, but it's harder to be shown. What if my twins ask why I ain't married a mom?
Why?
Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown?
Shit,
but I ain't finished grown. Another night that inevitable prolongs.
another day, another dawn.
Come on.
Tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better than
tomorrow.
Another lot that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I
I'm
belong.
Coming
come on.
Home. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Tell the world that I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
Ain't no
I know
pain.
My kingdom away. And they're forgiven my mistakes.
Thank
I'm
you.
Coming home.
I'm coming home.
Coming home.
Check this out. A house is not a home. I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone? And niggas got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would've took the bullet if you saw
right.
it. But you felt it and still feel it. And money can't make up for it or conceal it. What you deal with and you keep balling.
That's right.
Awesome looking playboy and we keep balling. Baby, we've been living in sin. Cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends. So you've been a guest in your own home. It's time to make your house your home. Pick up the phone.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming.
No stopping us now, I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told y'all that we won't stop.
We won't stop.
Till we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy. Drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
I miss you, big.
And here I stand,
come on,
a better man.
Don't stop.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That was that exclusive Dirty Money coming home on WHAC Radio TM live radio show coming straight to you from New York City. This is Raphael, 2Arts Entertainment and Media. Of course, TM, where you at?
Live from Tampa, Florida tonight. NY Tampa Connect. That's what's good and everything in between.
No doubt. But anyways, that's that new Dirty Money coming home. From The Last Train of Pirates, produced by Jay-Z and Alex the Kid.
No doubt.
Featuring Skylar Grey. So, you know, that's one of the other little joints from that Last Train of Pirates. More to come. Of course, next week you guys will have another exclusive and another exclusive and another exclusive. So stay tuned for all the details. And, of course, I mean, thank you for having me. I had a blast.
Hey, we appreciate you, brother. Hey, 2Arts
in the media. You learned that. I hit my toes.
Hey, appreciate you tonight, man. Hey, Raphael Blanco, 2Arts Entertainment Media, NYC, no doubt. That was, hey, we're going to spin that joint again in the next hour. That was Coming Home. That's the new Dirty Money produced by Jay-Z. Again, Ray Blanco, much love out of NYC tonight. Now, live out of Newark, Delaware, with our finance segment, as always, it's on Toya.
Good evening again, everyone. I'm not sure if you've all heard or not. Hello. I'm not sure if everyone has heard, but gas prices are anticipated to go up 15 to 30 cents per gallon higher than what it is now over the next few months. Of course, whenever people start to travel, that's when the gas prices seem to spike. So I just wanted to give you guys a few tips on how to save gas, which will, of course, save you money. You know, we all hate paying extra money at the pump. So a few things that you can do to cut back on coming out of your pocket more for gas. First off, not all cars have it, but if you do, try to use the cruise control on the highway to maintain a consistent speed. If you don't know, you know, when you are up and down on the speed, it guzzles more gas. So if you can maintain consistent speed while you're on the highway, it will help to save you gas. Another thing you can do is don't accelerate fast. Most cars are meant to have, like, a smooth, graceful acceleration. So So, again, try to keep a consistent increase in speed after accelerating. Probably slower than faster, because the faster you go, the more gas you burn. So, you know, try to stay around the posted speed level if you can, which most people do not, DD. But if you can, try to stay around the posted speed level, or maybe even a little slower if possible. Another thing you can do if you know you're going to idle your car for longer than a minute or so, it's a good idea to just turn the car off. A lot of people think that, you know, you're warming your car up, it's better for your car, but actually idling causes you to use more fuel, so therefore you're wasting money. And, of course, it pollutes the air, so that's one thing you want to not do as far as pollution is concerned. Another thing you should do is remove unnecessary weight. Excess weight only causes your vehicle to use up more fuel. So if you can, take out any unused seats, especially if you have those huge SUVs and you're not using those second or third rows, you can remove those seats. And if you have a bunch of extra junk in your trunk, you need to remove that as well, because it's causing you to burn more gas than necessary. keep your tires inflated to their proper amount, and make sure the car's axles are aligned properly. If your tires aren't inflated properly, then it causes uneven wear and tear on your tires, and it causes your car to work harder. Therefore, you're burning more gas. So just keep that in mind as well. Another thing you need to do is keep your engine in good condition. Studies show that a car with poor engine can consume up to 10 to 20% more fuel. So make sure you stay on top of your oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first. And don't be cheap and use a cheap grade of oil just to get by. Make sure you use a good grade of oil and the correct oil type for your car. So, again, just make sure you keep your engine in good condition. If you're looking to buy a new car, consider the cars that get better gas mileage rate, because it can seriously save you money if your vehicle gets good MPG. So if you can get a car that gets you better miles per gallon, you should definitely look at that. Another thing you can do is just, again, be smart with your trips, and we've talked about this a few times. If you know you're going on a side of the town that you don't normally go to, you might want to stop at a few stores on your way there so you don't have to make constant trips back and forth or unnecessary trips back and forth if you can do it all in one shot. And another thing you can do is shop online instead of running from store to store to store. Find one central shop online, and you can actually shop, pay one shipping charge, and stay home. So that's one thing you can do, especially during the holiday season where there'll be a lot of traffic, a lot of stop-and-go traffic. You're burning a lot of gas doing that. So if you can stay home, then stay home. And, again, just be a smart driver. If you see that the traffic ahead of you is stopped, don't keep accelerating until you get near the car and then have to stop suddenly. You should just let up off of the acceleration and sort of glide until you're near the traffic, and then you can stop slowly. But just be cautious of how you're driving. Stop and go, again, not only as wear and tear to your car, your brakes, but it also causes you to use more gas. So just those few things to keep in mind when you're traveling and you're out and about, to try to save you some money by not having to go to the pump every other day. And one last thing you need to do is try to fill your car as little as possible, not as often as possible, I should say. If you can just go once a week, or just when you get to a quarter tank, opposed to putting in 10 here, 5 there, 7 here, 12 on pump 5, go when you get to a quarter tank and fill it up. It will actually cost you less money if you do it that way, and it won't be as harsh on your car if you fill at a quarter tank opposed to letting it get to E. So just keep those things in mind.
Helping you to get over the hump. It's Hump Day Wednesday with Toya live out of Newark, Delaware, folks. New music night.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Go ahead.
body, the touch of my body. She's talking to me like I'm a kindergartner. Today she's on mine, tomorrow she's on his. What you think of me playing out hell and bitch? You think I'm plugging it because she's a dime? It's nothing like that, she's just a friend of mine. Wanna throw a fit cause she is my kind. Tell the truth, baby, I ain't got the time. If you think I'm trying to scheme, do you honestly believe that I would bring you out for you to be with me? What type of cat would I really be? So why you grab your coat and hit the door and leave?
Your reality is different and it's all in your mind. I ain't admit she's just a friend of mine.
Yeah, she's just a friend of mine.
Your reality is different and it's all in your mind. I ain't admit she's just a friend of mine.
Oh, no. $100 G's. Have to let you know I took it seriously. I wanna tie the knot and raise a family. I want you to be there to the end of me. I'm not frivolous, I don't waste my dough. So why would I blow it over friendly hoes? Because they got my tatty, everybody knows. Cruising in the caddy, giving body blows. Need to listen to your heart, cause your eyes deceive. You only took a glance and made a mess of things. If I told you once, I told you 100 times. She ain't getting dick, she's just a friend of mine.
Your reality is different and it's all in your mind. I ain't admit she's just a friend of mine.
Girl, it's all in your mind. She's just a friend of mine.
Your reality is different, ooh, yeah, and it's all in your mind. I ain't admit she's just a friend of mine.
First one to give me some.
Your reality is different and it's all in your mind. I ain't admit she's just a friend of mine.
Not what it seems. She's just a friend of mine.
Just a friend of yours. Lambo doors fly in a Fendi's whores. Niggas wonder what's inside these Fendi drawers. Wanna drive by wishing this can be yours. In my hair like Nexus. Too much niggas wanna sex this. You call rap bumping your head eating pussy for breakfast. I look so precious in the chromed out Lexus. None of these bitches can catch it cause I stay on some next shit. Now how you gonna come and complex it? Because we in the same house, I'ma have to come and address it. Bout shorty with the tatty, I ain't gonna sweat it. But don't think I'ma forget it. You gon' regret it. Bigger things we go through. I got your social, I will broke you. Invite friends over to smoke on you. Daddy, it's a rental, but the joke's on you.
Your reality is different and it's all in your mind. I ain't admit she's just a friend of mine.
Think I'm plugging it because she's a dime. She's nothing like that, she's just a friend of mine.
Your reality is different and it's all,
yeah,
in your mind. I ain't admit she's just a friend of mine.
You wanna go thick cause she's my kind. Tell the truth, baby, I ain't got the time.
Heard it here first, friend of mine, Blackstreet featuring Lil' Kim here on New Music Wednesdays. So the topic this evening, your favorite or least favorite body part, either you or someone else. I must say, I am not too fond of feet, no matter whose feet they are, mine or anyone else's. I don't have a particular body part that I love, but I tell you what I don't like. I do not like to see a man with a big old hopper butt. That is not cute.
What?
I don't like that.
What?
A what?
I don't a big old hopper butt, a big huge behind.
Oh,
I don't,
wow,
want to see a man with a big huge ass. I do not want to see a man who has a behind like a woman. That's,
wow,
not cute. Like sitting up on their back, and when they walk, they look like they kind of leaned over and their butt stuck up in their neck.
Oh my God.
That's
crazy, man. Yeah.
They
got a man diaper and an adult diaper.
Yeah, that's not cute. I don't think I like that too much.
I don't
like. I could work around some other stuff, but I don't like the big booty boy. That's not.
Wow.
That's not what it do.
That's not sexy, huh? Yeah.
Wow. No, not too much.
Focus.
Tonight's topic is what body part excites you? What's your most or least favorite body part, yours or someone else's? Moreover, what turns you on or off about the appearance of a man or a woman? Jump on it, 917-889-3926. Thanks for riding with us tonight. Rafael Blanco, a publicist to the stars out of NYC, just brought us the new Dirty Money joint called Coming Home. We're going to play that again in the next hour. It's 10:50 on the East Coast. It's 7:50 on the West Coast. You are in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. Area code 917, last four digits, 6662. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. What's your most or least favorite body part?
Hello, it's Gamey.
The what?
All right. We can hear you. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, this is Killer B. The body part that I like is the legs. That's my favorite part. All
right. All right, Killer B. What's your least favorite?
It doesn't go for all, but the feet. Like
feet, yeah.
Like, you
yeah,
know,
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think pretty feet. So as I said, it doesn't go for all, but yeah.
Yeah, but it is some pretty jacked up feet out there. I gotta just go ahead and step out there. And, I mean, because I've been hearing people say feet. I ain't riding the train or nothing, but I mean, I just seen some feet that because you know women, you know, be trying to you know wear shoes that they really shouldn't be wearing. You know, the shoes squish their feet down, right? And
yeah.
It makes some women's feet look like horses. You know what I'm saying? And so feet, not
horse.
All women. I've also seen
horse.
some pretty feet, but I've seen some horse feet on some
a
women.
A horse?
Yeah, like I know this woman who you know I like the fact. I know a woman. I know she likes the fact that you know I like the fact she gets her nails done and all that. You know, but She was always saying, like, asking about her feet and stuff. And I tried to be nice, but I told her, like, look, they got Fred Flintstones, and his feet are like that is when he drives a car. But Wilma had pretty little feet, and you have Fred Flintstone feet. So, that you know, it's just some things you just can't fix, you know. But I try to be nice as ever.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I mean, you can try to help ugly feet a little bit. Just at least keep a pedicure. You can't walk around with jacked up feet and then have dry skin all along, too.
They
That's
have too many
cute.
Materials inside of Walmart and even the dollar store that you can get to fix that stuff. I mean, you could soak them in rubbing alcohol or something.
We know Ms. Willingham said to stay away from Vaseline. Yeah, no,
where you calling from tonight, man? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Where? Thanks for your comment tonight. VA be representing my dude, Killer B. Hang out a minute, though. We'll come back to you. You know, that's funny as hell. You know, I've seen some feet that would make you be like, why would you ever want to wear open-toe anything, mama? Come on. Get out of here. Come on. 917-889-3926. What's your most or least favorite body part tonight? It's Hump Day Wednesday, and we're spinning a lot of new music. A lot of new music tonight. We didn't drop a few bangers. Again, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. What's your most or least favorite body part? Or better yet, what turns you on or off about the appearance of a man or a woman? CeeLo, what's your most or least favorite body part?
My favorite body part on a man is his back and his eyes. And, and you know what? And I'm funny about fingers and feet. Like that. That's why I was laughing so hard with that whole horse hoof thing, because I've seen people, you know, you have people with the long
horse
finger,
you've
fingernail.
Seen some horse
no,
feet
it's the long fingernail, but it looks like their fingers, I don't know, like they could probably peel open cans. You know what I'm saying? Their nails look extra hard. It was like, God. I'm telling you, I tried to date this guy, it was some years ago, and it was funny because I came in the house and my god sister asked me how it went, and I said, I can't do it. And she was like, what? I said his fingers look like horse hooves.
Oh,
I can't do it. I don't even want to. I said, I don't want to know what his feet look like. Golly.
Yo.
It was so shallow, but I mean.
Appearance isn't everything, but I mean, let's be real. You know, there's just the basics that just need to be in order. Folks, tonight's topic is what's your most or least favorite body part? Moreover, what turns you on or off about the appearance of a man or a woman? 917-889-3926. It's 10:55 on the East Coast. 7:55, now 56 on the West Coast. Regardless of where you are in the world, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Hyman Radio Live, new music from Law featuring C. Roller. That joint's called What You Say. T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer, 917-889-3926. Jump on it. Tonight's topic, what's your most or least favorite body part? It's Wednesday, hump day, November 10th, 2010. 11 o'clock on the dot. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. We got CeeLo live from Charlotte. Toya live from Delaware. Dee Dee live from VA tonight. What's cracking, Angels?
Nothing much. Now you got me thinking about what I like.
Dee Dee, your most or least favorite body part?
I don't know. Okay, let's be real, right? I don't like feet except, I don't like feet on anybody except for a man who has good-looking toes. If all his toes look like my toes, then I can do feet. Other than that.
Well, who said his toes look good?
Wow. Hey, let me tell you something, so to my toes, I'm beautiful.
What?
Hey, don't make me bring in the peanut gallery to let you know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you want to see those monkey feet?
You know what I'm talking about?
Just because you got cabbage patch toes don't mean shit.
Hey,
don't
we're not supposed to be, other people, not each other, though.
Wow.
You're talking about each other.
I'm just messing with
you. Hold hands. We hold hands. Hold hands.
Oh,
my God.
Okay.
Damn it.
That's
all right.
What's
my most favorite? You
ever caught monkey, duh. CeeLo, goddamn, boo. Let me see. My it's Be Real Radio, and I'm going to be a little censored. So it's the B. There you go.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. I don't have a favorite part on the woman. Well, on the woman, it's me. My everything on me is my favorite part. But on the man, it's me.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
You wow.
I'm Be Real.
Y'all
I'm
heard
being
it right here. This is definitely Be Real Radio. We appreciate it. It's Wednesday, hump day, Wednesday, and we keep it growing, but we keep it hilarious up in this joint. Tonight, we are talking about what body part excites you. What's your most or least favorite body part? Okay, that's your most. So what's your least favorite, Dee Dee? You said the feet on anybody. And okay, I guess you told us your least. Okay.
Yeah.
So what about the overall appearance of a person that actually grabs your attention or actually turns you off, you know, outside of feet?
Well, that turns me off or turns me on?
Well, either way.
What turns me on.
Both ways, shall I say. I'm sorry.
Okay, what turns me on, I guess, is swagger. It's not even so much as the actual physical clothes, it's how he's wearing it. If his head's up high, like he has confidence, not arrogance, I can, you know what I'm saying? It's like I can just pick that vibe up, and that's a turn on for me. What's a turn off? A dude who wears his head down, then on top of that, his clothes don't look right, and then on top of that, you look at his shoes, and they busted right there. I mean, because that's the first thing I have to go for, you know, go back. I don't want him to open his mouth if I've already looked at that and I'm not happy. You know what I'm saying? That's just me.
Right. That's just you. Killer B, you still out there, brother?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, Killer B, we can hear you, brother. You live right here. They can hear you all over the world right now. What about a woman turns you off or on? And again, I don't want to, you know, keep you limited, you know, so, I mean, you can speak either way, you know, male or female. But what are your turn-offs and or turn-ons about the appearance overall? You told us also feet is definitely a turn-off for you as well.
Yeah. Also, a turn-off is I'm going to go with the personality. Like, if they don't have it up there, it's not going to work. And I hate to say some of them might get offended with that mouth. But, you know, other than that, I'm good. I don't act too much.
mouth is a mother, though, isn't it, though?
I feel CeeLo said she liked the eyes. CeeLo, I got 3 cuts in my eyebrows. Does that count?
Yes, darling. That counts.
Thank you.
I already love you, so that you don't count, damn it. But, yeah, what you said counts.
917-889-3926 is the number. Coming up is CeeLo with our national and entertainment news, folks. Stand by. It's new music. Hey, what did y'all like? What did y'all think about that last joint we spun? That was Lost featuring C-Roller, wasn't that Lost and C-Roller?
Yeah, that was Lost and C-Roller. I like that. I mean, like I'm liking everything he's been sending in. I see big things. Yeah.
No,
like
definitely, really. All of the artists that's really sending us music right now, we supporting and representing because the quality is good. A few artists, make sure that your volume is up. if you turn the volume up, then I don't have to turn it up for you. And it's better if you turn the volume up. All right, this is an internet radio show. All right, we're not in stereo, coming through the internet, folks. But we're doing the best we can, and I think we're doing a marvelous job. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 is the number. Hey, this joint right here, they are playing it on national radio right now. We played it first, like a lot of music. We jump it off right here. This joint right here is Love Like This. You can call your radio station right now. They got it, but we had it first. This is my man Darnell Jones. We'll be right back with National Entertainment News, Team Holler Radio Live.
Entertainment news for today, October 10th, 2010. Now, I want to start this with world news. So, in Port-au-Prince, a three-week-old cholera epidemic has killed 648 people in the Caribbean country and sickened 9,971 up until November 8th, and is spreading throughout the northeast city of Gonaives. So pretty much what they're saying is, like, this diarrheal disease that's transmitted by contaminated water is pretty much coming from, like, the aftermath of, like, the, you know, the earthquake from January 12th. And then also here recently they had a hurricane in Haiti, Hurricane Thomas, earlier this month. So, you know, that's why they're still asking for, you know, help over there in Haiti. And they're saying, like, the hospitals are full and overwhelmed. So they still, you know, need help over there. And, you know, I guess position where they are as well. You know, they've been getting hit for years, you know.
Back to back.
So, you're right. It's hard to come back from that. But so we still need the support. But so let's move back over here to the United States. We know that the Democrats have been, were defeated in these last, voting days. But how about the Democrats are saying now that they're not going to back House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in the upcoming votes? You know, like, they're supposed to be voting for the House Speaker.
No, she's done.
Next week, matter of fact.
Hmm. Yeah. Pelosi's done.
Right. So she's, but the thing is that she announced, everybody seemed to be surprised that she announced that she was going to run, you know, to stay, you know, the House leader. So, but a lot of Democrats are saying they're not going to back her this time, saying that she's just pretty much her constituents, actually Representative Mike Quigley, he called her politically toxic. So, you know, she has a nice little fight.
Yeah, right now, I think I don't disagree with that right now. You know, I mean, based on her leadership, you know, up to this point, you know, if you really look at the landscape, I mean, everybody got booted. So really, Pelosi is really at the head of the helm of everyone who got booted. So really, the question really should be, for anybody who's smart, is why does everyone else, you know, get fired and she get to stay in place? It doesn't make sense.
Right.
It should have started at the head, actually, and not, you know, at the bottom, then go up to the top. It should have started at the top and went to the bottom. What I'm not
exactly.
trying to...
Exactly, and that's usually how they run corporations, but as you know, our government seems to run under different rules. So,
right.
you know. But still, well, I'm going to stay in politics, but I'm going to leave that one alone until next week when we find out who gets, nominated the House Speaker. But then also keep in mind that the voting might be postponed next week as well, just because of them trying to get everything in order after this horrible loss. So, but I'll keep everybody updated though with the update. But speaking of updates, I was telling everybody about how, you know, President Bush, he's been doing a lot of interviews lately. Well, ex-President Bush, rather, has been doing a lot of interviews lately. And, you know, when he was saying that the lowest point of his presidency was when Kanye called him a racist, well, we can now put the 5 years of hate to rest, because Kanye, who has also been doing a lot of interviews recently, has apologized during those said interviews. And it's said that President Bush has accepted his apology. And if no one knows what I'm talking about, if you remember back in 2005, Kanye called President Bush a racist, and he didn't particularly care about that. But at least, you know, it's over and done now. And don't forget that President Bush has a book coming out in, I think, next week, Decision Points, where he's going to talk about, you know, what he went through in his presidency. So, and... You know, everybody wants to keep everyone involved in their business, right? So we're going to move on to Snoop Dogg. He announced that he has another album coming out March 2011 called Dogumentary Music. Now, he has his first single called New Year's Eve is currently available for purchase on iTunes. But this is going to be his 11th studio album. Snoop been putting it in for some minutes. Yeah. Like 11 studio album, like, yeah. But, you know, he's
big up the Snoop.
Yes, and I love him because he's staying busy always. But still in the music world, how about Sir Quincy Jones? I love that man. He is coming He's coming back with his first album after 5 years called Q, Soul Bossa Nostra. And it was recorded as a tribute to Quincy Jones, and has some reinterpretations of songs associated with him. So it's going to be a nice amount of a collaborative effort of some artists like Usher, Mary J., John Legend, Snoop Dogg, and Ludacris. So when that's released, when I get a date on that, I will let you guys know for sure. But it is supposed to be this year that he's supposed to be releasing this album. So, but that is that's pretty much all I have for you guys this evening. And thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you very much. CeeLo, National Entertainment News. Here every night, folks. Thank you for tuning in. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Again, CeeLo, Charlotte, North Carolina. It's 11.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
For the ladies. For the ladies.
Swag on swole. I'm all about my money, baby girl, you should know. When I say you take a shot, I bring your head to your toes. A minute down, beat you, can see I'm on the road. Yeah, I got jet flow, I ain't playing for this. My girl, you think like I'm the poor man, the king. I choose my hands while they do some rambling. Open your body to feel what you're working with. I'm like, yeah, I bet you want to now. Come and roll with me, introduce you to clouds. Take your ass to sleep with your prettiest smile. Let me get the 30-day trial. Cause I'm loving your swag and I'm feeling.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. That was Take Me Higher, TMG. You tuned into the baddest radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight's topic, we've been talking about your favorite or least favorite body part. T.M., you said that you're not too fond of the feet, but what is it that you do like?
Feet. Oh, man. It's two. That's equal. I think it's breasts and hips. Breasts and hips, definitely. They're equal. I don't love any one more than the other.
He got serious on that one, didn't he?
Right, exactly. Like he visualized that.
I had to start thinking about it. I caught a few visions. 917-893-9926. 917-893-9926. What's your favorite or least favorite body part? Now, I'm gonna tell you my least. My least is, and it is, I guess it's kind of awkward because I'm gonna say the mouth. But it's not necessarily the mouth. It's when the mouth smells like a sewer.
Yes, you got to love it.
That's more so breath. That's more so breath than mouth. But, you know.
Yeah.
Damn it, man.
Amen.
Not damn it.
Terrible.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know.
We all got our things, you know what I'm saying?
But it's nothing like, I'm telling you, somebody with a nice back.
A woman should never have stinky breath.
Person should not have stinky breath.
No human being.
No human being. Well, I'm just saying.
Too much toothpaste, mouthwash, and gum in the world.
You're not really that close up in my face if you're
water
a dude, eat. So it's really not, I'm not really concerned about
you
that. I'm just saying,
water.
A woman, in my opinion, my woman should never have stinky, inky breath. And I've smelled some atrocious dragon breath. Like, dragon breath.
Why in the world are they that close to you, I ask?
Huh?
Why are they that close to you, I ask?
I mean, you know, I'm friendly.
Oh, okay.
Now you friendly with the yuck mouth stink breath girl, T.M.?
Don't try to turn it on me. Don't try to turn it on me. Hey, let me get some help. Let me bring in some reinforcement. Killer B, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Killer B, now, do you know anything about that dragon breath from a female? Come on. Okay,
yeah,
as long as it ain't by myself.
I ran into that. It's crazy. Because then you start getting blind, like things, your vision starts going.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Start going blind. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like I invested in selling candy because of that, like gum and anything. Now later, you gotta do it nicely.
You know. Someone get this for a dollar. I get half off if you buy it right now.
But yeah, the breath thing is sucks because it's like the ones with the good breath, you know, you kiss and this and that. But then the ones with bad breath, they just want to be in your face, they want to whisper everything. It's like, why?
Yo, you know, straight up.
Like, we don't need to whisper right now. I just want to hear you from over there. Like, but I want to be nice because I've seen the movie for colored women, and I love my women. I love it. Ah, man. But, you know, I love my black women. It's everybody just, I don't know, that bad breath thing, but we can all save each other.
You are so stupid. You did not just
917-889-3926.
This is why we don't have it.
3926. It's Wednesday, November 10th, 2010, folks. Look. We're just trying to get over this hump. we're just having a good time. It's 11:25 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. It's 11:25 in New York City. My man Rafael Blanco brought us the new Dirty Money. We're gonna spin that joint right now, folks. We appreciate you for riding with us. TM Hyman Radio Live, wherever you are in the world right now, and if you're tuned in, we appreciate it. Right now, it is, I believe, about 1:25. Yes, 1:25 in the afternoon out in Tokyo. But guess what? They're tuned in. This is Dirty Money coming home for y'all out there in Tokyo. Come on, well, if this is not your home, don't come home from Tokyo. But if this is your home and you in Tokyo, come on home. This is Dirty Money.
I'm coming home.
I never felt so strong, and
I'm back,
I'm feeling like there's nothing that I can't try. And if you with me, put your hands high.
I've lost the light before.
This one's and if you with me, put your hands high.
I
hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on.
Come on.
Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you, get the map, I'm gone.
Go.
What am I supposed to do in a club life? Come on, it's easy to be pumped, but it's harder to be shown. What if my twins ask why I ain't married a mom?
Why?
Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown?
Shit,
but I ain't finished grown. Another night, the inevitable prolonged. Another day, another dawn.
Come on.
Tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better out
tomorrow.
Another lot that I have to carry on. I need to get back to the place I
I'm
belong to.
Come on. I'm
coming home. Check this out. A house is not a home. I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone? And niggas got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would've took the bullet if you saw
right.
it. But you felt it and still feel it. And money can't make up for it or conceal it. But you deal with it and you keep balling.
That's
why I'm looking playboy and we keep balling. Baby, we've been living in sin, cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends. So you've been a guest in your own home.
Come on.
Time to make your house your home. Pick up
I'm
the phone.
Coming
pick up
home.
The
phone. I'm coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming.
No stopping us now. I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told y'all that we won't stop.
We won't
till
stop.
We back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy. Drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
I met you, big.
And here I stand.
Come on,
a better man.
No, better man.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. I'm coming home.
Oh.
Tell the world that I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Let the rain wash away
so
all
good.
The pain of yesterday.
Feel so free.
I know my kingdom.
Ain't no place like home, baby.
And
ain't no place like home.
Coming home.
That was Dirty Money coming home. You're listening to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your girl CeeLo. It's 11:30 here in Charlotte. It's 10:30 in Houston, Texas. And you are rocking live, yes, with the best TM Hyman Radio Live. Yeah.
Best
is Raphael still
live.
With us?
Ray is gone, but big up to 2 Hours Entertainment Media, my man Raphael.
Yeah, and thank you for the support and the support of your artists and the support of the listeners and the support of my co-hosts. I love you guys. You're the bestest ever in the world. Hey, you know what?
We love you.
I forgot to share something with you guys. If anybody's going to be in the Greensboro area, Greensboro, North Carolina, at the Coliseum this weekend, there's going to be a fight, a boxing match, starting at 7 p.m. And I know the heavyweight that's going to be fighting is Hassan Lee. He's fighting out of from the Bronx by way of Charlotte. And the gentleman he's be fighting, I think, is Corey Winfield out of Winston-Salem. So I think, and the tickets are $20. So if you guys are in the Greensboro, right, North Carolina area, you can check that out. I want to go really bad. I'm going to try to find somebody to drive me up there. I'm going to get outside the house. I've never been to a boxing match. Has anybody up here been to one? I'm going to go.
Yeah, I've been to a couple.
Well, I mean, like, what is it?
It's
is
a really,
really
good
exciting
experience.
It is?
Well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like anything. It depends on where you're sitting.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
there's also nosebleed seats in a boxing match.
Well,
folks, if you just tuned into the show, you have missed an interesting hour and a half. It is 11:32 here in Tampa, Florida. The topic tonight has been, what's your most or least favorite body part, coupled with, you know, just what turned you on or off about an appearance, about the appearance of a man or a woman overall. If you want to weigh in tonight before we get up out of here, and we got about 27 minutes left in the show, hit us up, 917-889-3926. Again, big up to Rafael Blanco, 2Rs Entertainment and Media out of Manhattan, New York. We are going to have a few more folks back on. We got to get Dawn back on. Got to get Miguel Perdomo back on. Miguel's doing big things in the land of modeling, parties and all. I think he has a party tomorrow night in New York City. You know, so follow him on Facebook. That's Miguel Perdomo. Hit him up. Thank you for riding with us, folks. So, Toya, the appearance overall of a man, for anybody who may have missed it in the first hour, the appearance overall in a man or a woman, what's the turn on, the turn off?
I don't like feet on anyone. I do not like a man with a huge... Yeah, I don't like a man with a huge butt like a female that, like, sits up on their back. It is just such a turn off. I don't like that. There's not one particular
part. Is that
an
obese person, though? Is that an
obese person? No, there are men who are skinny that have big butts, and it's just not attractive. It's not cute at all.
Yeah,
I don't want a man to have a girl
awesome
butt. That is so ugly. I don't like that.
Like he got like two sticks up on it, under it, like right behind his legs. Yeah,
his
holding his butt
up on his back. Oh no, you can't have a butt bigger than mine walking down the street. Yeah.
I can't stand a woman who wears a lot of makeup. I don't like that on a woman. That's
natural beauty is the way to go.
That just really throws me off.
Don't you know natural beauty?
Yeah,
the way to go.
Now, folks, if you're just tuning in, just know that we're not being judgmental. We're only just, you know, stating our likes and dislikes. You know, everybody has a preference, and at the end of the day, we are drawn or, you know, we are pushed away by our preferences. You know, so again, no judgment. However, you know, we're just being real on Be Real Radio tonight, Team Hum Radio Live. You know, about what our most or least favorite things are as it relates to the body. All right, tonight again, what excites you? What body part specifically excites you? What's your most or least favorite? Didi, for those who missed it in the first hour, your most and least favorite body part.
Feet and feet.
Nah. Yes, sir. Okay.
What?
Straight up.
That was for anybody who may have missed that. It was feet and feet.
What do you
we
see?
We have a
my
fake
beat
sensor.
CeeLo, your most the least favorite body part.
Oh boy, my favorite body part, really, on a man or a woman is their back. I love, oh my gosh, a pretty back. Oh, you know, like where it's like you can see the muscles and the definite. Oh, beautiful, and lips, and but I don't like funny looking fingers and toes. I just, I don't know. I know it's weird, but.
Yeah,
the horse hoof fingers.
Again, we all have our
put
preference.
Gloves
we all
on.
Have our preference. No doubt.
Yeah, because it looks like they hurt. It looks like it hurts. Like if you touch me, like it might hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't. It's psychological, I think.
Because, yeah, I don't doubt that it's,
no
it's not psychological. feet also
about.
For me. I don't know what it is. I mean, if all I think I have preference to feet as well. I mean, because I've seen some very nice feet, and I've actually massaged some very nice feet. So it's not all feet, but feet that look scary. I don't like them.
Scary?
I just don't like
yes, exactly. Scary feet.
Scary.
That's how you
yeah.
do, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, just like that. And I think, you know, breasts and hips equally, but hair too. Hair, you know, is I know it's not a body part, so that's why I didn't say it before, but hair is an important part of just appearance overall for me for a woman. A woman that keeps her hair nice. A woman that, you know, travels in public with her hair not up to par. If you're, to me, I look at it like this. If your hair's not up to par, there's a whole lot of other things that's cracking that's not up to par.
Wow.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. What's your least or most favorite body part tonight? We have been spinning the hits. Coming up next, we have our health and wellness segment coming live out of Chesapeake, VA tonight, brought to you by MassagesForLife.com. Before we go into health and wellness, though, big up to Willingham, MassagesForLife.com, a new spa coming to the Tidewater area. Yo, we got it cracking with Massages for Life. So I just want to go ahead and just give a new business spotlight to Willingham right now as we kind of give it up for Willingham. New business
Yay.
Owner putting
Yay.
It down, putting in work.
Yay, BD.
Absolutely. Massages
you.
For Life. It is going to be open first quarter 2011. Tell the people a little bit about what they can expect.
Basically, what you can expect is to receive luxury at an affordable price. You will be able to receive pampering at an affordable price. You will be able to receive therapy at an affordable price.
That sounds like a sexy commercial.
Are we talking about massages here or happy endings?
Yes, exactly. What? Good gracious.
I mean, you know. Yeah, you know, I mean,
oh,
hey.
Shucky, shucky.
Oh, God. Do we need to change the name to Happy Ending Massage?
Do I get a discount because I know, you know. Oh, gosh, yes.
Hey, folks,
sexual chocolate.
Massages for Life, again, coming first quarter 2011.
But no, definitely. I think everybody should be able to go to a spa and not feel like they have to save up 15 paychecks in order to receive the same type of pampering, the same type of therapy, the same type of relaxation, you know, the same type of luxury that people who pay hundreds of dollars pay, you know, and get. I feel like I can bring that same type of quality to, you know, everyone else at a very affordable price. And I'm sorry, I sound...
Give us contact information where we can actually get more information.
More information, you can call 757-270-6469, Massages for Life. You can email any questions or concerns to ddmassages4@gmail.com, and the website is massagesforlife.com.
Diggy Willingham, Massages for Life, coming to the Tidewater area. We're promoting new businesses first. We'll be right back. It's
7:40. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
You own everything. Abundance. Implemented in my vocabulary. Coming at me, have proposals ready. No longer play no games in the schoolyard with the kiddies. Move forward to bigger and better. Drop the beat out if you hear me. Clearly I get it. Now it's time for y'all to do the same. It used to get heated because in all the songs I tweet my name. Me not to forget it. Understand, I'm here to remain. Finally, permanently embedded in your brain. Pressing rotation on your HDs and your MP3s. All your CDs and your radio dials, top three. Travel renowned, soft spot, still existy. The party's rock out now, feeling rich and tipsy. Because opulence, you own everything, and everything is yours. Yo, you can never get too much of a good thing. Longer on tour worldwide has a nice ring. Been on the downside of life for too long. Think that's slow, for others get deals that go wrong. I turned the cheek, able to live another day. Still I compete, this baby girl got a lot to say. I told you vote I'm on, cause I get it all this way. Persuade the masses to see life another way. I can't continue to fight, this battle on my back. To my feet I rise, to pure opulence. Hence authentic, you're just a mirror image. Come again that local stage, and you just don't even get it. I'm Lady Ganga, you're better off falling back and pumping up on the ganja. Alleviate your pain when I hit you with that kicker. Worldwide, bring out the name, value greater. Hence all my haters. Because opulence, you own everything, and everything is yours.
That was Ganga Lee right here on WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. Again, big up everybody to Massages for Life. Didi making it happen out there in the Tidewater area, all the way live from Chesapeake. She got our health and wellness, again, brought to you by Massages for Life. It's Didi.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I got a question. Have you ever seen an extremely attractive woman with a rather unattractive man and wondered what in the blue blazes is going on? I know I have. I don't know about you, but attraction. I want to talk about attraction tonight. And just four things that basically fuels attraction. And the reasons as to, and kind of, you know, gives us a little bit understanding as to why we may like feet or breast and butt, and or maybe not like feet or things of that sort. Or maybe Toya, who doesn't like men with big butts. Maybe this will tell us why she doesn't like men with big butts. Chemistry. Chemistry is one thing that definitely fuels attraction. Either two people, when they get together, they're either going to combine or they're going to separate like oil and water. But that's normally due to chemistry, either physical chemistry or some type of physical attraction, or I won't say like a, maybe like a vibe, an aura. Sometimes it's a, you know, a reason why people feel a strong attraction to one another. However, they also can repel one another, and that chemistry can, again, separate, and they can feel a, like two magnets of the same kind, and, you know, like kinds of repel, that also can take place as well. Another thing that fuels attraction is things that people have in common. I know that's a big thing. In one of my girlfriend's relationships, a young lady that I know, she's so excited. Oh, I have this in common. I have that in common. I have this in common. I have that in common with, you know, with the person, or whatever the case may be. But I'm looking at that person, and I guess me, the first thing I have to get past is physical things. per se. So I'm like, okay, well, that's good. I'm glad y'all got these things in common, and I hope that keeps y'all together. And when you roll over in the morning and you wake up and you see him, that you still say, we have this in common, we have that in common. Another thing that feels attraction is meeting of the minds or those deep thinkers. I know I'm a deep thinker. I love meeting of the minds. To me, that is sexually stimulating, and I'm sure to others it is as well. If you can keep me mentally stimulated, you basically can keep me going for a very long time. And I mean in all areas, not just physically or sexually. So I know that's another thing that fuels attraction between people is people who, you know, are deep thinkers who like to have conversation about any and everything. And Terrence, were you going to say something? Does that fuel your attraction as well?
Nah, I said
you don't like deep thinkers? You like shallow thinkers?
You can keep, if you, I was saying all right to the fact that you said if you can keep you stimulated, you can keep you going. Yes.
Okay. Well, yes, deep thinkers can definitely feel attraction. And then you also have that love-hate combination that fuels attraction. I don't know what it is about people who like that love-hate relationship, who love to argue and then go to bed and say that's like the best sex they ever had. But, you know, for instance, like on Why Did I Get Married with Tyler Perry and Angela and Marcus, they have that love-hate relationship, but they are so attracted to one another. And that seems to work. For others, it may not work. I personally don't want to put out that much energy in a love-hate kind of relationship. I like a love-love type of thing. But sometimes that does work for people, so, you know, you never know. But those are just some broad, overall, general topics, love-hate, deep thinking, chemistry, things you have in common, that basically fuels people. It's like the foundation or the fueling behind the attraction people have for one another. And I just wanted to get that out there. Sometimes people don't know, or they ask the question, well, why am I attracted to so-and-so, or, you know, what is it about them that attracts me to them? You know, if you start in one of those four categories, you basically probably can identify the reason why you are or are not attracted to that person.
No doubt. All the way live from Chesapeake VA tonight, Didi with our health and wellness segment. This is new music from Buttercream. It's called Rewind. Buttercream. TMI on the radio live.
Thank you.
Harmon Radio Live. That's Buttercup. It's called Rewind. Thanks for listening. We will continue to bring you real talk and hot new music. Your dude, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer, with the Angels coming all up and down the East Coast tonight. The topic, what's your favorite or most favorite, least favorite body part? Area code 202. That's D.C. Last four digits, 4083. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. That's my dude, Coop.
Yeah, this is Coop. Call him D.C.
Hey, Coop.
Hey, Coop. Thanks for checking in, bro.
Hey, thanks, y'all. And my least favorite body part is probably my ears. I got these little small ears, and they, like, to me, they seem like they sit down or whatever. I don't know.
And your favorite?
My favorite? I don't even know. I mean, I guess my eyes. I think my eyes are all right.
Okay. Now, how about on a woman or somebody else? Your least or most favorite?
On a woman? Well, it had to be on a woman. It ain't gonna be on nobody else.
All right.
It'll be.
We have interesting callers, brother.
The favorite. The favorite probably gonna be like. I mean, I'm going to keep it real. It's going to be breast and ass. It might be a little bit more breast and ass.
Oh,
I
see what
that is. There it is. There it is.
But, I mean, eyes get a bit
there
too.
It is. Yeah, you got to be able to make sure she ain't kind of got it. No, I'm just playing, everybody. I'm just playing. 6 minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926 if you're trying to get it in. My man, Coop. Coming live out of D.C. tonight. Ladies, hey, Coop, any shout-outs, man? Go for it.
Let me see. What's my shout-out? My shout-out going to be to Lil Ray Ray down the street.
Nope.
Nah.
Oh, my God. Around the corner and everything. The candy lady.
Yeah, the candy lady. The candy lady with the 25-cent donuts.
Yes, okay. Don't forget the annihilated.
Hey, thanks for riding with us tonight, everybody. We got like 5 minutes left in the show. Any closing comments, ladies?
Mm-mm. No, stay sexy. That's all I have.
Stay sexy.
Now, I just shout out to the... Would you say CeeLo, they shouldn't have one of those horseshoes around their heel? A big
exactly.
Dry skin.
Yeah, get a pedicure. What in the blue place?
Get a pedicure.
the green alcohol foot soak or something. I don't know.
Hilarious. Folks, again, thanks to Rafael Blanco bringing us the new Dirty Money. Coming home. Be on the lookout for more tracks. We will be bringing you first Train from Paris, Dirty Money, coming soon. We're back on Friday with the recap. We're only on from 10 to 11 on Friday for the recap, unless we land a big interview or something. Then we'll go for the whole 2 hours. But this Friday, 10 to 11, just to give you a heads up, folks. Again, thanks for riding with us. Like 4 minutes left in the show. It's 10:56 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. Live from Charlotte, it's CeeLo. Live from Newark, it is Toya. And that's Newark, Delaware, not New Jersey. Live from Chesapeake, Virginia, we got Dee Dee. Thanks for riding, supporting, doing what y'all do every Sunday at 7, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10. This is what we do.
Yay.
Yes. Well, I just want to give a shout-out to you guys, TM, for the radio show and your other business ventures, and CeeLo with our Avon popping. She's probably, the biggest Avon rep in the Charlotte area?
Girl, you know. Handicap and everything.
That's right. You said don't let the handicap woman outdo you. Remember that? That was a few shows back, but
yeah, right.
DD with the Massages for Life, hardworking team. So I'm proud of all of you guys.
And we're proud of you too.
No doubt.
We're proud of Toya, independent business owner.
of Inway.
Yes. No stripping on the weekend for none of us, okay?
No.
Hey, I'm sorry. Who told y'all? Who told y'all?
We still going to go to work.
Yeah, shout out to the listeners for making us one of the fastest growing shows on the network, so yay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, we appreciate you for riding with us. New music. We burnt it up tonight with new music, so we're going to go ahead and try to just keep it right on that that little path right there. This is a Knapsack Children, $1 million. $1 million Knapsack Children. This is a pretty creative. I will see you all on Friday, and if I don't see you, you will hear me, and I can hear you. Hit us up. TM Holland Radio Live. Good night.
Good night.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.